This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Coming to you coast to coast, flagship station, 790 AM in Las Vegas, the great Edward Stolz presiding. What was it that George Washington said? If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day here on the Wayne Allen Root Show, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to the Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism, and calls for counter-genocide against white Christians. I kid you not, this is what's going on in the United States of America now. Christian prayer in public school is prohibited, but now the Marxists in California are trying to force millions of students to chant to the Aztec gods of human sacrifice and cannibalism. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum calls for decolonization of American society and a counter-genocide against white Christians. The curriculum would also require students to chant to the Aztec gods of human sacrifice. Investigative reporter Christopher Rufo obtained the proposed curriculum and broke it down. The solution, according to the curriculum materials, is to name, speak to, resist, and transform the hegemonic, Eurocentric, neocolonial condition in a posture of transformational resistance. The ultimate goal is to engineer a counter-genocide against whites. Doesn't that mean that you're saying you want to murder all white people? What's a genocide against whites? In other words, California school systems are teaching the mass murder of all white people? The curriculum includes an official ethnic studies community chant in which students appeal to the Aztec gods, including the god of human sacrifice, for the power to become warriors for social justice. Students seek a revolutionary spirit through these incantations. California Department of Education will vote on the statewide ethnic studies curriculum next week. The new program, called the Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum, seeks to extend the left's cultural dominance of California's public university system, 50 years in the making, to the state's entire primary and secondary education system, which consists of 10,000 public schools serving 6 million students. In theoretical terms, the new ethnic studies curriculum is based on the pedagogy, is that a word? Pedagogy of the oppressed, developed by Marxist theoretician Paulo Freire, who urged that students must be educated about their oppression in order to attain critical consciousness and consequently develop the capacity to overthrow their oppressors. By the way, such oppressors, you know, I watch football, everybody's black. I watch basketball, everyone's black. I watch baseball, everyone's black or Hispanic. I watch hockey, okay, there goes that argument, everyone's white. But in most sports, all the guys making all the money are black. And women's basketball, I'm sure they all make $1 million a year, they're all black. And all the entertainers are black, and the comedians are black. And there's plenty of black CEOs now, and plenty of black big shots in the American government, including the former President of the United States, Obama, and the Vice President of the United States, Kamala. How is there oppression if so many people in such positions of wealth and power are black? Is it Oprah black? What did America do to these people? I don't think it did anything bad to the people I just named. I think they did just great. I think they did much better than me. I think they did much better than all the middle class white kids I grew up with in my lower middle class white neighborhood in Mount Vernon, New York. All Italian. Couple of Irish. One Jew, Wayne Root, surrounded by an all black town. I think it seems to me I see a lot of black people have done really well in this country. There's no oppression if people do really well. If you're black and you could rise to the top, you could become Denzel Washington. I think it's possible to do really well. Therefore, there's no oppression against blacks. I'm not talking about every black. I can't speak for every black person in America. I can't speak for every Hispanic in America. I don't speak for them all. But I know that there are black people who do great in this country. Therefore, it's possible for every black person to do great in this country. Lots of black people at Harvard and Yale and Princeton. This model curriculum instructs teachers to help students challenge racist, bigoted, discriminatory, imperialistic, colonial beliefs, and critique white supremacy, racism, and other forms of power and oppression. This approach, in turn, enables teachers to inspire their pupils to participate in social movements that struggle for social justice. There's the word that makes you want to vomit, social justice. That word is used to rationalize hatred of white people, murder of white people, murder of cops, defunding of cops, destruction of police, precincts, destruction of retail stores, destruction of small businesses, destruction of entire neighborhoods, and kneeling and disrespect for our national anthem and our military. They want to build new possibilities, and I quote, for a post-racist, post-systemic racism society. And then this religious concept is fleshed out in the model curriculum's official ethnic studies community chant. It recommends that teachers lead their students in a series of indigenous songs, chants, and affirmations, including the In Lak Ek affirmation, which appeals directly to the Aztec gods. Students first clap and chant to the god Tezcatlipoca, whom the Aztecs worshipped with human sacrifice and cannibalism, meaning they ate each other. And you got to ask them for the power to be warriors for social justice. Next, the students chant to the gods Quetzalcoatl, who's Izacapoco, and Zipitotec. You think I'm getting this right? I don't think so. Seeking healing epistemologies. What the hell is an epistemology? What the F are these people talking about? And a revolutionary spirit. Huzi Lopoctili, in particular, is the Aztec deity of war and inspired hundreds of thousands of human sacrifices during Aztec rule. So this is what black people, radical black people, and radical white liberals want to go back to? You want to go back to Aztec times when there were no white men around? I get it. This is the sickest stuff I've ever seen in my entire life. And they want a counter-genocide against white Christians. Let me ask something. First of all, that means they want to murder all the white people. How do you feel about that? Let's start with that. And number two, if it's a counter-genocide, meaning a counter-mass murder of white people, they're saying it's countering the mass genocide of black people. I don't know about you, but I'm Jewish. I remember the Holocaust. It was a mass murder of Jews. There's never been a mass murder of blacks in the United States, ever. There was slavery. Horrible thing. Nobody's defending it. Horrible. But it wasn't mass murder. It was mass imprisonment, taking away people's freedom. There was no mass murder of black people in the United States of America. I repeat, there was no mass murder of black people. There was a terrible thing called slavery. But a counter genocide would have to be an indication there was a genocide of black people, and it never happened. There was no Holocaust in the United States of America towards black people like there was towards Jews in Germany. So it's just a big, giant lie. Big, giant lie. And by the way, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm on the side of Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is the British commentator. He had his own show on CNN, and he had me as a guest, and he ambushed me and treated me like crap. You know, I can't even explain to you all the things he did that I consider to be fraud. It's my opinion, him and CNN committed fraud against me. They tried to fool me and make believe that it was going to be questions 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and they made me give answers to those 5 questions to his producers. So I spent the whole day running around like a dog chasing his tail, answering their questions, only to go on the show, and they never used any of those questions. They threw me off so I wouldn't be prepared for the real questions. That's fraud. That's misleading your guess. That's misrepresentation. That's fraud in the business world. You go to jail for that. So I don't think very highly of Piers Morgan, and yet he was on TV criticizing Meghan Markle, Meghan Markle, of course, married to Prince Harry. Who cares? I've never cared about the monarchy of England. We got away for the monarchy of England. We fought a revolution and killed them to make them go away. I don't care about the King of England or the Queen of England or the princes and princesses of England. I don't care. They're useless in today's society. They get paid for nothing. England's an idiot. Take your money away from these people. They're worth billions of dollars because you wasted the taxpayer money on a bunch of rich, spoiled brats. I don't pay any attention to any of that nonsense. But Piers Morgan criticized Meghan Markle and said she's an actress. Basically said she's an actress. She's a liar. You know, don't play a violin for her. Crocodile tears. She's full of crap. Nobody treated her that bad. There's no massive racism among the royal family. She's a liar. How do you feel sorry for someone in the middle of COVID who's only got, you know, $50 million and is complaining about it, crying over $50 million, not enough? And I agree with every word Pierce said. I don't want to be ever defending the monarchy of England. I don't care about him. But I agree with every word Pierce said. And after he said it, he actually walked off the set of Good Morning Britain and then came back on again, basically, and went back to work. Well, then that was it. He was gone from the show. Was it because he quit? It's because he was fired. They forced him out. And they say Meghan Markle made a phone call to, I guess, the producer of the show and demanded he be fired. And they demanded he apologize. And when he wouldn't, he was gone. And you know what, Piers? You had every right to say what you say. You're in the same business I am. Whether I like you or hate you, we're all in the opinion business. And opinions are what make life fun. What make talk radio fun and talk TV fun. You can't ban opinions. When you ban opinions, there will be no more dissent. There will be no more opinions. There's just the government's lies and propaganda. Poor Piers Morgan. I never thought I'd say those words. I'm on Piers' side.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the New Year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, you know what's interesting? I find this very interesting. That nowhere in the media do they mention, if you think that Cuomo is a bad guy, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, because six women have come out and claimed that he sexually harassed them. What do you say about the President of the United States, Joe Biden? Because he had a bunch of women who claimed he harassed them. He had one woman who was, I can't remember her name now, but she was the biggest story, you know, around, if the liberal media cared. She said he did terrible things to her. And she had some real facts to back it up. But the media didn't care. If you think that Cuomo's bad, then Biden's bad. You know, Biden is setting records in every category. Most executive actions ever. The most corrupt president ever with Ukraine and China and his son, Hunter. And now the most sexual harassive charged president. And nobody cares. No one cares about any of them. And don't forget the most executive orders in history. This guy's setting every record of you, and the worst start to a presidency in history. Incredible. I'm going to get back to Piers Morgan. I want to get back to Piers Morgan. But before I do that, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA. I don't need to tell you much. VRA is a daily investment and economic newsletter by my great buddy Kip Herridge. VRA stands for Vertical Research Advisory. He founded it in 2003, so it's been 18 years. And his top recommendations have been crushing the markets 88% of the time. He is unreal. Great job, Kip. Each day tells you what's happening in the economy and the markets. I start my day with them. I could not start my day any other way. Find out how good VRA really is. Don't listen to me. Go get 2 weeks free. What do you have to lose? Nothing. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free 2 weeks, VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, you get 2 weeks free. So here's Piers Morgan firing back at critics after he was basically pushed off the plank on Good Morning Britain. He's not backing down from his critics after his comments about the Meghan Harry interview triggered outrage and led him to quit the show. But it wasn't quitting. They said, you've got to apologize. He said, I won't, and he walked away. That's being pushed off the plank. Freedom of speech is a hill I'm happy to die on, he said. He stood by his comments and slammed how his critics are trying to silence him for his opinion. On Monday, I said I didn't believe Meghan Markle in her Oprah interview. I've had time to reflect on this opinion, and I still don't believe her. And if you did, okay. Freedom of speech is a hill I'm happy to die on. Thanks for all the love and the hate. I'm off to spend more time with my opinions. He also made reference to the famous remark of iconic British Prime Minister Winston Churchill about freedom of speech as he doubled down his detractors for wanting me fired for expressing my opinion. Some people's idea of free speech is that they're free to say what they like, but if anyone says anything back, that's an outrage, is the Churchill quote. And he was right. In his succeeding post on social media, Morgan also shunned cancel culture and how it seeks to shut down anything that doesn't conform with a set of preferred opinions, like his thoughts on what he described as a nauseating Oprah wine-a-thon of Harry and Meghan on public television. And it's true. It's totally true. They whine and whine. One guy is the Prince of England. The day he was born, he was handed the world. Never had to work a minute for one dime. Never had a real job in his life. And his wife is some spoiled brat actress, which means she lies for a living. In other words, isn't that what actors and actresses do? You read a script, it's not really you. You're trying to make people believe something that may or may not be true. They lie for a living. They make believe they're people they're not. They make believe they're in trouble when they're not. They make believe they're being shot at when they're not. And so the two of them go on TV and they are pathetic. Oh my God, how terrible the world is. Oh my God. It's terrible to be the prince and the princess. Oh, my gosh. I'm black. Oh, my God. I'm black. Oh, my God. They don't like me. I'm black. This is all people talk about. It's unbelievable. You're the luckiest people in the world. In any case, if you disagree, she wants to get you fired. On Wednesday morning, Sky News quoted Piers Morgan is saying, I don't believe almost anything that comes out of her mouth, meaning Meghan Markle. I think the damage she's done to the British monarchy and to the Queen at a time when Prince Philip is lying in the hospital is enormous and contemptible. If I have to fall on my sword for expressing an honestly held opinion about Meghan Markle and that diatribe of bilge that she came out with in that interview, so be it. I think it's fair to say, although the woke crowd will think that they've canceled me, I think they will be rather disappointed when I reemerge. You know, in this case, I usually disagree with him. He's a big liberal. I debated him on his show. We didn't agree on guns. But I agree 100% with everything he said about Meghan Markle, and I agree 100% everything he said about free speech. It's a hill worth dying on. Screw you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. As far as when President Biden will sign it, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
The bill text will be rechecked, printed, and signed by the appropriate leaders in the House and Senate. The House clerks will then deliver it to the White House for the president's signature. We expect that delivery to happen sometime tomorrow.
The bill passing both the House and Senate with no Republican support. The only Democrat to vote against the bill in the House, Maine Representative Jared Golden. A team of scientists is accusing the CDC of misrepresenting their research and its guidance on school closures. In an op-ed for USA Today, the three scientists urged the CDC to loosen the rules now and let all schools open their doors. They say science shows it's safe for schools to reopen. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, I'm always fair. Remember back when that Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama who wore the cowboy hat? Remember when that guy was accused, but Roy Moore was accused of sexual advances, or maybe it wasn't even that. I think they just accused him of, they were very young when he dated them, and he made unwanted advances. I don't know. Whatever the scandal was, I kept saying, you know what, there's an easy way to solve this. Everyone needs to take a lie detector test. I feel the same way about Andrew Cuomo. Even though I think he should be gone based on the dead elderly people that were sent back to nursing homes, that's the real scandal. But suddenly, you will see a headline that things have gotten much worse with Cuomo. The sixth accuser says really bad things. He called her to the mansion, the governor's mansion last year. A person familiar with the claims told the Times Union the staff member had been called to the mansion to help Cuomo with phone troubles. They were alone in his private residence. He shut the door, reached under her blouse, and groped her. Now, if it's true, he should be gone. But he should have been gone because he killed a lot of old people long before he was gone for this. But is it true? How do you know they're not making it up? I say this in all these cases. How do you know they're not making it up? And so the answer is, I think he should take a lie detector test, and she should take a lie detector test. And may the best person win. That's all I've got to say. That's the, I'm so sick of he said, she said. There is no, because a woman is a woman, that you believe what she says. That's nonsense. A woman can make up anything she wants. A man can make up anything they want. Just make them both take lie detector tests and let's see what comes out of that. That would be my answer. All right, my guest is here, Melissa Roby, founder of We Back Blue. One thing I've never felt a need to debate is how much I love the police. I believe, are all policemen perfect? No. But in general, are policemen the best people out there? Yes. Are there some bad apples? Sure. Very small percentage. In general, love them. So Melissa Roby's on the line. She was inspired by my Blue Lives Matter march on the Vegas Strip, and she organized a march in Washington, D.C. for We Back Blue. And since then, she's organized 30 events across the country, including the first ever law enforcement panel at CPAC. And tomorrow, she's hosting the first ever virtual summit for police officers to support mental health. And it's free. So let's talk to her about it. Melissa Roby, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm great. How are you?
It's thrilling to know that you've done all this stuff and that I was the first guy who inspired you with my Blue Lives Matter march, which, by the way, at the time got canceled because the police chief here in Vegas, the sheriff in Vegas, said it's just too controversial, it's just too dangerous. Black Lives Matter is counter-demonstrating, planning a counter-demonstration against you. There's going to be violence, and we just don't want to take that chance. We could kill tourism. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. And so I backed down. And then I came back and wound up doing it at the end of the summer. But my original one, I backed down because of pressure by the local police. And you went ahead and did yours. And since then, you've done 30 other events across the country. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a really great adventure. I've had a ton of fun. And, of course, yes, we have had a lot of pushback. We've had Antifa show up. We've had Black Lives Matter show up at our events. But to be honest with you, I'm just going to keep pressing forward because, you know, the men and women in uniform, they do a hard enough job. They don't need the disrespect and the dishonor that they're getting right now. And so I'm just, you know, I don't know where it comes from. I'm just going to keep rolling forward and doing what I'm doing. So, yeah, we've done Napa, California, Texas. We fed all the first responders in Merritt Island, Florida. You know, so it's not just marches and rallies. And actually, the more that I dig into this, it's become a little bit more than that. So as you said, the summit tomorrow is for law enforcement officers, and it just kind of addresses mental health. I know that there's a stigma. Who do they turn to when they can't go to their department or they don't want to talk to their peer support group? Really, there's nobody. And there's a lot of officers out there that have seen a lot of gruesome, crazy things, and they're not getting help for that. So.
And so tell me, first of all, how your CPAC panel on law enforcement went. What was that all about, and who was on the panel?
Oh, it was awesome. So, yeah, Bernard Carrick, who was the New York commissioner.
Great friend of mine.
Oh, is he? Okay. He's a really great guy. So it was him. It was Rob O'Donnell. who is former NYPD, and he's a Fox contributor. He's an amazing guy. And then we had Tim Parrish, who is on our team. He's a We Back Blue ambassador, and he's on the board. So that was the panel with the gentleman from Breitbart. He was moderating. So it went really well. It was a full room, and everybody had such great things to say about it. And to be honest with you, I really pushed for it. And the reason for that is because we had all these events around the country, and we had politicians coming saying, oh, I want to come, and I want to speak. I want to talk about how I back the blue. And I'm like, okay, great. But at the end of the day, you know, when the microphone shut off and they got in their car, and I was like, wait a minute, what are we doing from here? So I wanted to come to CPAC and address that and be like, listen, I'm bringing law enforcement to the forefront of this conversation because it's important. And you guys just say it's important, but you're not doing anything about it. So we had a booth, albeit small, because we're still small and we're growing and we're still grassroots. And but it was just really important for us to, like, put our stamp on it and be there and have a presence.
I'm with you. And listen, let me put a little Jewish guilt on you. Being that I inspired all this, next time, bring me in for one of these events. Come on. Got to invite Wayne Root to one of these events. All right.
You got it.
So Bernie Kerik, by the way, Melissa, at the end of the summer, I finally did put together our Back the Blue event on the Vegas Strip, and we got as many as 10,000 people and thousands of cars, and the Grand Marshal was Bernie Kerik. And you will not, I'm sure, be surprised to learn that even though I dominated the Vegas Strip for 3 hours, with Bernie Kerik flying in from New York, the former New York City Police Commissioner, during 9/11, and 10,000 people, guess what? The media didn't cover it. I mean, can't believe it's... No, they did virtually nothing. Next to nothing. They just won't cover conservative events. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, the most coverage I got for any of my events was the UK Daily Mail, which is, by the way, is pretty liberal. But the UK Daily Mail covered two of my three big events where I had between 5,000 and 10,000 people at each one and dominated the Vegas Strip on each one. And the local Vegas papers did almost nothing, and the local Vegas TV stations did virtually zero. It's impossible to believe they could ignore 10,000 people dominating the Vegas Strip for 3 hours, and they did, because they don't want the word to get out that people love the police and people love Donald Trump, and they get scared to death that Wayne Root's bringing that message. So this is what I deal with on a daily basis out here.
I'm with you. They don't want to get the message out that police are actually good people. I mean, the statistics that they throw out there are garbage, and not only that, but, you know, we have these officers that are out here giving birthday presents to underprivileged children out of their own pocket and buying meals for people when they don't have anything. They'll get in their cruiser, they'll go buy food, and they'll bring it back to somebody that's in need. I mean, they do so much, and they're all servant hearts. They're all amazing people. So why are we not showcasing that end of it? We're not, you know, the media is not going to do that. They're going to glorify anything that's bad. And, you know, it's just, it's outrageous. And so I'm really outraged about this H.R. 1280 bill that they're trying to pass. And I don't know if you know about it, but they did it at 10:55 at night. And,
well, I know about H.R. 1, but I don't know about the one you're talking about. Tell me about, is this the one where they're trying to take away police immunity and things like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, qualified immunity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Banning no-knock warrants and chokeholds and creating searchable registry for complaints on law enforcement officers. There's something called the Sunshine Law. They have that down in Florida. And I bet you dollars to donuts, no pun intended, they're going to try to do that across the country, and I'm going to try to stop it. So we've been encouraging people to go on our website, and we actually have a pre-made letter that they can send to their U.S. senator. And senators track every bill and every phone call. See, I'm already getting in a legislature here. It's crazy, Wayne. Anyway, so they track all of that, and they want, you know, to get as many letters and calls as possible, because if we get enough people to do that, then, you know, they can't pass it. So... But it's crazy. I mean, 10:55 at night, they passed it in the House without even, and she snuck it into her bill. Pelosi snuck it in. It wasn't by itself. So it's.
Hey, listen, Melissa, I am so, I am so familiar with all of this, because back in 2000 and I think five or six, probably 2006, you know, I was making millions of dollars a year in an industry called sports gambling, and I had some advertisers who were poker sites, and in the middle of the night, at midnight, not even at 10:35, at midnight on the last hour of the last day of Congress in 2006, they shoved through, without ever looking at any of the things in it written by lobbyists, a ban on poker advertising, and I lost millions of dollars overnight. And this is what they do. And by the way, I'm the ultimate conservative my whole life. I'm Mr. Republican conservative my entire life. I die for this party. And it was Bill Frist, who was the Senate Republican Majority Leader, who pushed it through at midnight in 2006. And it was a disaster for the Republican Party, because then they went on to lose the next election in 2008 with Obama. And it was also a disaster for me personally. I lost millions of dollars. This is what they do. Nobody reads the bills. It's all written by lobbyists. It's always bad. And they pass it at midnight when it's one that most people are against. They make sure you don't know about it. You wake up and you find out it's there. It's really scary stuff. Let's talk about
the reverse of
tomorrow
morning.
I know, but let's quickly. We only got a minute left. Tell everyone about tomorrow. Okay. How can they get involved in your virtual summit for police officers?
Sure. So you can go to our website at www.webackblue.com. It's not We Back the Blue. It's just webackblue.com. It's called the Balance Virtual Summit, and it's for law enforcement. And we have some law enforcement spouses coming as well, because we have a session for them. Go there to our site, register, and we're just going to have an amazing time. We have like 8 amazing speakers. Rob O'Donnell's coming back and helping us out. And we have Chris Scallon and a bunch of the author of Break Every Chain, which is a book written about law enforcement and kind of the detriments that come along with it. And so it's just going to be an amazing thing. I have hundreds of officers signed up from Portland to D.C. It's amazing. So,
Melissa, we got to run. WeBackBlue.com. WeBackBlue.com. Great work done by Melissa Roby. Thank you, Melissa. We love the boys and girls in blue. We're always for the thin blue line. Thank you, Melissa. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
By the way, nobody's hiding it. Even Joe Biden's White House agrees that the surge of migrants at the southern border was created by Joe and his policy pronouncements while he was running for president and then after he became president. There's a massive emergency crisis at the border, and they caused it. And they know it. They can't even hide it. The White House today conceded President Joe Biden was exacerbating the crisis on the southern border by offering hope to migrants trying to enter the United States. White House National Security Council advisor Roberta Jackson spoke to reporters at a daily press briefing today about the crisis. She said surges tend to respond to hope, and there was a significant hope for a more humane policy after 4 years of, you know, pent-up demand. Jacobson accused smugglers of spreading disinformation about Biden's new border policies, admitting it was a challenge to send the right message to migrants. I think it's a reflection of how migrants feel at a particular time. I think what we're doing is making sure we respond to that hope for people who need protection. It's really an amazing thing, folks. This is the destruction of the United States of America. This is the communist takeover of the United States of America. And it is the foreignization of the United States of America. They want to make it a foreign country to guys and gals like you and me who are actually American-born. You're not even going to recognize this country. It's going to be a foreign country. Because I would ask the question, how is it our responsibility to give hope to people from around the world? I'm sorry, it's not our responsibility to give hope to illegal aliens that you can come into America. That's not our responsibility. That's not our president's responsibility. That's not your responsibility. I don't give a crap if they have hope or not. What do I give a crap about them? Don't you want to worry about American citizens? What about our hopes and dreams? That doesn't matter to the Democrat Party at all. And for years, I've talked about this incredible call, incredible lie, incredible audacity of Democrats. You know what the audacity is? Remember that book, The Audacity of Hope by Obama? The audacity is this idea that when Republicans vote on something that helps Republicans, we're bad guys because we don't care about the rest of the country. We only care about our Republican voters. But Democrats never vote for anything other than in lockstep with every Democrat principle. They do nothing for us. What do Democrats do for Republican voters? Nothing. Look at all these votes, at every one of these votes. It's every single Democrat on one side And then almost every Republican, minus always three or four, jumped to the other side. Same thing with the Supreme Court. It's always every Democrat on one side, but always one Republican like Justice John Roberts jumps to the other side. How come we constantly lose people and they get everyone to vote in lockstep for everything they believe in? And yet they're not voting for only their side. They're voting for everyone, for humanity. They're such humanitarians. When they pass gigantic tax increases that literally rape business owners who work their ass off 16 hours a day like me, they steal our money and redistribute it to their voters. That's helping me somehow? When they pass regulations to make it impossible for me to do business, that's helping me somehow? When they pass health insurance laws called Obamacare that make it free if you're a Democrat, you're poor, you're lazy, it's free health care for you. But for me, it triples the cost. That's helping me. I didn't know that. When they give out stimulus checks, thousands of dollars a month to anyone with kids, but only if you make under $75,000 a year, that's helping me? By bankrupting me and raising my taxes and bankrupting the country and increasing the national debt, that's helping me? Even though I don't get one penny of that money because I make over $75,000 a year? Because I work my ass off and have 12 careers going at the same time? So I'm penalized for that? That's helping me. I didn't realize that. What a joke. This show, by the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by my podcast, War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, because on a podcast, you're allowed to say whatever you want. So I just say whatever I want. And I don't worry about who's listening, and I don't worry about censorship, I don't worry about anything. I say whatever I want. We started out with a weekend podcast with the 10 best, top 10 stories of the week, news stories of the week for conservatives. And we've still got that, but we've also got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast now. So you can listen to me 7 days a week. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Once in a while, I even drop an F-bomb, which you can't do on radio, of course. But it's so much fun, and there's so much freedom in doing a podcast, because you can drop an F-bomb, and nobody can say a word. Because there is no FCC involvement. There is nobody overseeing podcasts. You can say whatever you want. And there are things going on in this world so bad that only the F word fits them. So sometimes you just got to drop the F-bomb. When we get back, America's frontline doctors call on the government and the commercial airline industry to abandon this COVID passport, this vaccine passport, you know, that says you can't travel without government checking on your status, your papers. You know, there's Democrats are so frightful about voter ID. Oh, my God, you ask someone for voter ID. You're a Nazi. It's like Nazi times. You're asking for papers. But they got no problem asking me for a vaccine passport. Not the once every 4 years that I vote for president. They want to ask me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every hotel I walk in, every restaurant I walk in, every theater I walk in, every concert I walk in, every airline I step on, every train I get on, every hotel I walk, I check into. It's sick.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.